So I want to welcome everyone to Freestyle Living. It's our podcast this evening is From Managing to Living with me, Kathy Benner, and Andorra Marshall. So for those of you that don't know, Andorra and I met through real estate, and we've become pretty good friends. And with us, we have Tammy Teben or Tebben. I always get that wrong.
Heaven.
Tebben. And Mindy Morrison. Mindy's walking. Hi, Mindy. Wave. There she is. So anyway, we're on this evening and we're going to talk about health, we're going to talk about passive income, we're going to talk about writing, and we're going to talk about legacy. And our overarching topic tonight is support. Why does support matter? And it doesn't, again, when we talk about the topic, I want to talk about support in a lot of different ways. It can be support from a person, it could be support from an organization, it could be support because you found a great product or a great app. It could be all kinds of things that support you in these four pillars. And so the first thing I want to talk about is health and why it matters, especially in midlife. One of the things that really happened for me, and I'm kind of excited about it, I just was talking to Mark about it earlier this evening, is we bought those body scans a year ago in November, last November, where we just said, wouldn't it be a novel idea if you could get a body scan and find out what was going on inside your body before you had symptoms instead of after you have symptoms? And then the doctor sends you, of course, to get a body scan. And so insurance doesn't pay for it because it's not medically necessary when your blood work comes back or your annual, we're old enough to be on Medicare. So when your annual Medicare appointment comes along and you get your blood work done and the doctor talks to you, and he, has you like walk across the room and make sure that, you don't fall over. And then he's like, okay, you're good to go. And so anyway, it really doesn't show a lot. And it's and your symptoms have to be, showing up quite a bit before the doctor finally goes, maybe we better run a test on that, or maybe we better check that out, or you have to have some complaints. You have to say, I'm feeling bad or whatever. And so this was just kind of a, we talked about getting the scans, and then it was just kind of a God thing, I think. We were at an art festival of all things in the middle of Sarasota, and this lady had a table and she was like, hey, we're giving away a free heart scan. Well, Mark had been a little worried about his heart because he had, I bought him one of those little machines that where you just put your fingers on it and it reads your heart rhythm. And it kept saying that there was something wrong, but it didn't really say what. And so Mark had been kind of worried about that anyway. So he goes, let's do the free heart scan. So I'm like, okay. And then we said on our way there, we said, well, if it's affordable and they sell us a full scan, or they want to sell us a full scan, I think we should do it. And we already kind of had a price in mind. And so for those of you that are in sales, a little side note here, when you put out a price of whatever you're selling and it's kind of in the ballpark of what somebody's planning on paying, chances are the sale is already done. So we already kind of had in mind what we would be willing to pay for that. And so when we got there, don't you know, it was like almost right on the money, exactly what we were thinking we'd pay for it. So we both said yes. As a matter of fact, the guy that was actually doing the pitch, he was like, what, wait, what? Because I don't think he was expecting us to say yes so quickly. He was ready to overcome all of our objections to get us to buy these scans. And we were like, yes, yeah, we'll buy them. And he was like, oh, okay. Because we had already been sold on the idea. And his price was right, and so we bought him. So anyway, one of the things that my scan showed is that I have one gallstone. Now, I've never had any symptoms. It's never bothered me. But here lately, I've had a little bit of an ache in my under my rib cage, kind of on the right side in the back. I'm like, I wonder if maybe the gallstone thing is getting worse or whatever. So anyway, our second scan is coming up this November, and I just told Mark earlier, I said I'm going to be excited to get the scan again. And because now the one we got last year is the baseline, and so now I'll get to see if anything is changing, and I'll get very early detection on anything that's happening inside my body. And so I guess for me, as far as my health, I think that's probably my biggest talking about something that supports me trying to be healthy, I think those body scans is probably the best thing that I've done in a long time. So now I'm still walking every day. I'm still doing all the good stuff that, I don't eat quite as well as I should all the time, but hey, it's what it is. So anyway, so how about you, Andorra? What is the biggest thing that comes to mind that is supporting your lifestyle as far as your health?
I would say that I'm still, wearing my little Fitbit so I can get my steps in. It takes my heart rate, it takes my sleep because, now they're saying that sleep is just as important as water and whatnot. So I try to track all that information. And I would say other things that are supporting my health. I try to get my steps in every day, just like Mindy was out there just walking along. I feel so
I
much
know,
better.
I saw her.
Yes, when I get my steps in. And here lately I've been I found another person to follow on Facebook, and I'm trying to get more muscle tone. I'm just starting off with 5 pound weights and doing
Okay.
like high, because you don't really need high, the weights don't have to be 20, 30 pounds to get the benefits. And so I want that muscle definition in my arms where I can, because I just feel like my arms just look like a blob. So I've been trying to do like the muscle thing where you go like this,
Yeah.
and up over the head, So I'm trying to get that definition. So I've been kind of doing it the past 2 weeks. So we'll see how this goes. But I'm using 5 pound weights. I might graduate to like 8 pounds and 10 pounds. And of course, I've mentioned before, I like to do the red light therapy mask. And then I
Yes.
also do exactly how that, I put that also as well there. And I also have been using something called the Therma Max. It's for your hair because I feel like my hair is thinning out. It's this actual thing where you will put your, you put on your head, and it's supposed to be a red light therapy. So it helps with hair thinning. So I'm kind of into
Okay.
that as well.
All right. I
Those are
haven't
my
tried that.
things. I'm pumping
But
the
I,
water, of course.
yeah. And I do the red light mask. I do have one of the masks, and I do that. Someone said that we should be doing that twice a day, 10 minutes twice a day. I usually end up, pedaling pretty fast in my day, trying to get everything done, and I end up doing it at bedtime for 10 minutes. Do you do your red light mask on your face twice a day or just once?
I just do once. I just do once in the evening. I'll put like on my chest. And then I
Okay,
just
because you've
recently
got that one
purchased
too.
a other one. Yeah, I just recently purchased a whole, it's called a Nuvia body bag. And because they had this big sale on it. And so I think I was putting too much red light because you can adjust it. And I think I was putting too much red light on my body because I don't know. But it's supposed to really help with body aches. It's supposed to help as we get older, how your skin gets blotchy. It's supposed to
Now,
help lighten that, help with fine lines. So
can you do too much?
don't think so. I don't know because I don't do the body bag every day. And to be quite honest with you, I probably do it like once a week because I get in it, take all my clothes off, get inside of it. It looks like a sleeping bag. I don't think so, but I don't know. That's
Okay.
what that, I haven't read anything that says you can do much, but I'm not doing the whole body bag every day. But the face thing I'm doing just about every other day,
Okay.
once a day.
Now, Planet Fitness, for
Yes.
those of you that have Planet Fitness memberships, Planet Fitness has the red light capsule. If you have the, there's two membership levels. There's the basic, and I forget what the next level's called, the black level or something. But anyhow, if you get the black VIP level, you can use the red light, whatever it's called. It looks like a stand-up tanning bed, but it's red light therapy instead of tanning bulbs. And so you can do some
Okay.
red light therapy at Planet Fitness. So
Oh, I
that
think Mindy's been doing that. Weren't you doing that, Mindy? You were doing the red light standing up in the.
done it a couple of times. I haven't done it a whole lot.
Okay.
Can you tell a difference? Do you notice a difference?
I don't know. Sometimes I think it's in my head, and sometimes I don't know.
No, I get
I
it.
get more out of it walking outside than I do inside. But I did
Yes.
read something the other day, or it was on TV, that if you're 60 years old, you can get a free membership at Planet Fitness. You just don't get all the amenities. So you don't get the tanning beds, the vibration chairs, or the lounge chair, or the stand up. They call it a hydro bed, is what it's called.
Okay.
It's not an actual bed, but it's a hydro, and it's just like a capsule that you just step in and shut the door. And there's two different level things. You can do just the hydro part of it, or the other part of it is where the foot part of it bounces, so it kind of
Okay.
jiggles you if you got the
Yeah.
jiggle.
And again, that's for lymph node drainage. Yeah. I do have a vibration platform that I use. Yeah.
That's what it is in the bottom of it. But you can turn it
Yeah.
off on if you want it on or not. But
So there's
I didn't know
all
you
kinds
could
of.
get.
Go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. No, I was just going to say, I didn't know that Planet Fitness offered free membership if you're over 60 years old.
I think it's 60 years old, and I think it just started because I just saw it on TV the other day when I was sitting here working from home, and I had the TV on that's behind me, and I saw it, and I turned around, and I was like, but I don't get the fake and bake, and I don't get the massage chair. The massage chair is like heated water, and it just goes from like the back of your head down to your ankles, and it's just like water just beaten in the seat in the lounger thing. It's pretty cool. So, and it's heated
Yeah.
water, so you can do different levels of that. You can do it lightly, or you can do it heavy. So sometimes I sit there and I try to talk, and it's like
So, Mindy, what's your favorite hack for your health? What supports you the most? Is it just getting outside?
I think just getting outside. I mean, I love to pull weeds by hand and walk and mow and Tammy's like, yeah, all that good stuff. I guess it's just from being a kid and a hillbilly, and it's just, that's just what we did. And I'd rather be outside than inside. Sometimes I'll even take my work and take it on the table outside. And I know last year a lot of the Zoom calls and stuff that we had with Corey and different things, I
Yeah.
just right on the picnic table in the backyard. So,
Yeah,
but then the birds would get kind of loud or whatever, so then you got to come in. That's why I didn't turn my speaker on sometimes, because when we're walking, the dogs are barking and then you
well,
can't hear them. So,
good.
walking short spurts, I mean, kind of short spurts, because Carl just had his surgery, so he has to take it slow for right now, but he's doing really well. So that's good.
Good, 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 good. Well, I'm glad to see that you guys were both out there tonight. I've been working on a rental all day, so I'm going to call that my exercise for today.
Yeah,
I've
that
been
will be it.
painting. My arms ought to be pretty good, Andorra, because I've been working that roller.
We'll
Oh
find out tomorrow, and you don't have your hair comb, and your hair
my.
back. We'll know if them arms didn't move right today.
There you go. I love it. I love it. Tammy, how about you? What actually helps support you in your health journey?
I'm like Mindy. I like to just get out and go for a walk, but I don't walk nearly as much as you guys because I'm still recovering from hip surgery.
Yeah,
And
I knew you had that.
yeah, I guess lately I've moved across the country, and so I'm just trying to set up my network here. So I tried out a doctor for 6 or 9 months and didn't really love that place. So I'm just yesterday went to a new doctor to try to just to establish care and find somebody that can help with some of my complaints.
Are you still
And
going to the Y and swimming? Are you still going to the thing and
yeah,
swimming?
so I still go do water aerobics, yes, in San
Okay.
Antonio. That's free.
Water,
But
something with
water
the
aerobics.
YMCA does that too. If you're a certain age, you can go for free. Checking into that.
This is just
Okay.
the San Antonio Parks and Rec. It's free to everybody. Well,
Wow, that's
18 and older.
That's
very
nice.
nice. And
Yeah.
that's their way of promoting health, to get folks out and get them active. And it's a great social thing too.
Yeah, they actually have all kinds of classes. Like if you want aerobics, there's aerobics. If you want kickboxing, there's that. If you want, I don't even remember, Tai Chi, there's that.
Well, let me tell you a quick little story, Tammy, and this is going to be great for the water aerobics. So I have this little gal that was my client when I was doing nails, and every year we're all getting older, but she was way ahead of all of us. She was like in her 80s, and she was the treasurer of her church, and she was still doing the money piece at the church every Sunday, taking in all the offerings, and then going to the bank on Monday and all that. And they finally did get somebody else to volunteer to kind of intern under her. I think they realized that as she got older, they probably needed an intern to kind of know how all that was worked. But anyway, she would just come right in the door and always really chipper. And finally, I said to her, I said, "Okay, what is your secret?" And she said, "Well, this is my secret." She said, "I do water aerobics faithfully 3 times a week." And she said, "And I've become very good friends with some of the gals that are in the class." And she said, "And then after water aerobics, we all go to lunch." And she said, "We've been doing that for years." And she said, "And what?" And she said, "Here's what I want you to take away from this, Kathy." She said, "Over the years," she said, "my husband got very ill." And she said, "And then, as with all of us, because we were all in the kind of the same age category." And she said, "And a few of the gals lost their husbands." And she said, "And my husband was not well." And she said, "But it became not only to support our health, but," she said, "the group became a support group for each other." And she said, "We were there for each other no matter what life handed us." She said, "We always had that group." And she said, "Even when my husband needed care," she said, "I was willing to pay somebody to come in those 3 times a week and sit with him," because she said, "I didn't want to miss the time with the girls." She said, "I didn't want to miss the water aerobics for my health, and I didn't want to miss the lunch with the girls." She said, "Because I knew that at the end of the day, that those girlfriends were going to be what was going to get me through thick and thin." And now I've been retired from the salon business for over 10 years. And Mallory, one of my little stylists, nail tech stylists, I gave her a lot of my book of clients. And Mallory still does this gal. And I said, "Oh my gosh, that was 10 years ago. She was in her mid-80s, so she's got to be in her mid-90s." And Mallory goes, "Yep." And she's still the treasurer of the church, and she still does her water aerobics, and she still goes to lunch 3 times a week. And I said, "Good for her."
That's great.
This
You know what I
good.
mean?
Yeah, that's a great story. So yes, we all should have that. Let's move on to passive income. Okay, now we're all into real estate, and one probably the biggest thing that I did that supported my passive income in real estate was when I rolled everything over to an actual online platform. And I'm using Inago, but there's several of them out, several platforms out there. But when I finally automated the landlord duties as far as doing the applications and getting them signed and doing background checks and collecting the rent and scheduling maintenance and repairs and communication with having all your emails and text all in one place, because as well as I do, any of you that have rentals, everybody has their own way of communicating. Sometimes they'll call you, sometimes they'll text you, sometimes they'll email you, sometimes they just, drive by and want to talk to you. And so this was a way that I could kind of navigate all of that and put everybody into the same system. Now, I did struggle when I first rolled over to Inago because I had a lot of renters that, had gotten comfortable doing it the way they'd always done it, and they didn't want to change. Nobody likes change because everybody's busy, and I hate it too. I'm bebopping along, and all of a sudden my bank, I might have a loan somewhere, and they go, "Oh, we've sold your loan now." And I'm like, "What? I don't have time for this." But I have to take the time and go in and get it set up in my bill pay, because now it's a new lender that I have to pay. And so nobody likes change, and so I get it. That sometimes it's a struggle to get, everyone to roll over to agree to go on to this program. But I finally got everybody over except one person, and he really struggled. And he said, "It's not going to work for me. It's not going to work for me." So finally, I just picked up the phone one day and called him, and I said, "Okay, why is this not going to work for you?" Well, he was disabled, and he got some sort of funding that went into his account, but then his mom paid the difference for his rent. And he said, I don't know how to do all that and get it over on Inago. And so I said, well, I said, if you're willing to try this, I said, I have a suggestion. And he said, well, what's that? I said, why don't you open a separate account on your online bill pay with whatever bank you bank with and call that your rent account? I said, and let that funding go into that account, let your mom pay into that account, and then connect that account to Inago. And then all you have to do is when both of those funding is drops into that account, then click the Inago button to pay your rent. And he was like, oh, he goes, I hadn't even thought of doing that. And so once he did that, it worked out great. And he's still with me. He's still in the same unit and he pays his, matter of fact, he's like one of the first ones to pay his rent every month. Because again, he gets the grant money and then his mom pays the difference. And so he's always ready whenever his rent's due. So anyway, when I finally, and I'll say it this way, when I finally automated what I was doing manually, my life got so much easier. I mean, all at once, it got so much easier. And now I even have the landlord app version on my phone, and so I can answer and you know, text and take care of maintenance requests and all of that right from my phone. So now I can be anywhere and still run the business, and I don't come into the office any given morning and have, you know, 5 hours of complaints or problems or maintenance issues that I now have to figure out, because I just keep them done as I go. And one of the things I like about most of these platforms function very similar. And one of the things I like is I can pick up a maintenance request electronically and just forward it on to either my roofer, my plumber, my handyman. I can just forward the request on, and inside that request already gives them permission to enter the unit. And it's got the tenant's name, their phone number, and the permission to enter the unit. And then the vendor or the independent contractor, whoever I forward it to, they just contact the tenant directly and schedule. So it's not like, well, can your guy do Tuesday at 4? Well, I don't know. Let me call him. You know, well, no, I'm still at work until 5. No, he can't be there till after 5. Well, can he do Thursday? You know. And I'm like, okay, just you two talk, take me out of the middle, you know, work it out. And anyway, it's just been a lifesaver for me. So, Andorra, how about you? What is the one biggest thing that has supported your real estate business, hands down? And it can be a person or like me, I picked you know, an actual app that was my biggest support. What has been your biggest support to help you with your passive income?
I would have to say when you told me about the Inago app, because I was before picking up checks, which is so inefficient because I didn't want the old the checks in the mail story. So linking up my business account and linking it up to Inago saves so much time. And like you, I like the fact that they can put maintenance requests in there. If there's a problem, I can attach photos, I can do
Yes.
reporting. And then I'm using it for my midterms as well.
Yes.
I love the messaging feature on there. I have like a little, I've created all these templates for processes. So when somebody moves into one of my offices, I've got move-in instructions, move-out instructions for office. I've got, when you enter the midterm and you're coming for the very first time, here's, and it just simplifies everything because it's all in one spot.
Yeah,
So.
I like that. And what I'm doing now is my latest thing that I'm doing with Inago, and this has been tough for me because I'm old school, you know. I'm the oldest one on this call, and I'm old school, and I had a file cabinet full of paper. Everything's in a folder, and I printed it off and put it in with their name, and it's all in there. And so my problem is again, as I was traveling, I could run the business on Inago, but if somebody had a question, I was like, oh, I need to get my hands on their folder to see what version of lease agreement they had, or maybe I needed to know, you know, when somebody moved in. I mean, sometimes Mark would say, Where are they still in the first year? Are they on month to month? Are they already through the first year and they're now on a month to month? And I'm like, oh boy, it's close, but I don't know. I don't remember. When I get back into the office and can pull the file, I can tell you. So I started off here, I'm going to say the last 6 months. It's been a slow process, but I've pulled the folder out and I have scanned their
Oh,
folder
yeah.
into Inago because there is a files section. And so now I can go right to Inago and click on the lease. I can click on the application. I can click on the last notice they received, anything that goes with that file. Now here's where I have to be okay with it. In the past, I'm going to say 3 months, I stopped printing it out. I would send a notice. Say, for example, I would send a notice to a tenant that we're going to come in and check the smoke alarm and furnace filter. Then I would simply save that and upload it into Inago as part of their file. I did not print it out and go and pull the drawer open and pull the and put it in the folder. I did not do that. And so anyhow, that's that. I'm still a work in progress, letting go of my paper, but it's working. Yeah, it's working. And everything's right there. I love the fact that it's all right there in Inago. So now, Tammy, I know you used Inago as well. Were you way ahead of us in putting all your files in there already?
I never printed anything out. I started with entering my lease into Inago so that the tenants could sign it electronically, and then I never printed it out.
And you just left it in Inago and you could look at it anytime you wanted. Okay. Yep.
And
You were
when the
ahead of me.
tenant calls and says, I need a copy of my lease so I can enroll my kid in school, I just said, hey, it's in Inago. And they could
I.
go pull it themselves. Or I had one older tenant like you have that didn't really do electronics very well, so I did print his out for him, but
Okay. I love it. I love and I. Mindy, it was my inspiration too. We met up for coffee chat one day and she's just got her computer and I'm like, and she's like, yeah, I can work from home. And I'm like, yeah, but your files. And she goes, oh, they're all right here. And I'm like in the computer and I'm like, what? So I just made up my mind. I was going to do it. It was a decision on my part. And so again, that's been the biggest support for me. Tammy, what has been the biggest support for you in your real estate business?
I think in my real estate business, the biggest support for me has been networking groups.
Okay.
So like this group, or originally it started with Happy House Hunters, that I needed the support and the advice. So that
Yeah.
was great. But I think the thing that's made my real estate more passive is handing it off to property management. Now it's, I send out maybe a couple of emails a week re regarding it, or pay a couple of bills for non-property related expenses, and the property manager handles the tenants,
Okay.
the maintenance requests. They handle it all. They're handling an eviction for me right now. I don't have to do anything. All I want to know is when the court date is.
Okay. Now that's my next step. And, because as we get older and travel more, there's always that, and Andorra and I have talked about it too. There's always that option to just hand it over to a property management company and let them handle everything. And so that's always in the back of my mind. Because here I am, I'm out there now flipping these last three units, and I've been the general contractor, and I'm, hiring the trash out crew, and then I'm getting the painters in there, and I'm getting the cleaners in there, and I'm, and I'm trying to coordinate all of that. And of course, with the property management, they have their own team, and they just go out and do it. Now they're going to send you the bill, but I'm paying the bill anyway.
Right.
They're
Yeah.
paying.
Send me the bill, but they actually collect higher rents than I was collecting. So the first year they basically paid for themselves. So
I remember you saying that they actually got higher rents for you, and it basically offset what you were paying as for the management fee. So yeah, okay. So that's good to know. Good to know. Good to know. Mindy, how about you? What has been your biggest support in income and creating passive income and going forward with your plan?
Well, working with Adrienne right now, we're doing the co-hosting thing, which is working out great with her being in New Jersey and her
Okay.
father being here. It's only 10 minutes up the road. So, for me, that works because I can just pop in and do something quick or whatever. And, or if somebody comes in and does something, fixes something or drops something off, she just sends me a text and I just do whatever it is. But
Okay.
it's quick
So
and it's, and
you are her boots on the ground then. Okay.
So, she just hit me today because the guy's supposed to move out Friday, but his job at Children's Hospital, being a union electrician, they just kept him on for another 30 days just to do finish up stuff. So
Okay.
today, it'll be another 30 days from that for cleanup or whatever. But she said, "Don't worry about it. You don't have to go either Friday or one day next week." But she's starting to interview for people to go in. And then I just go over and, I'll show the house or whatever, or I meet them over there and I put the code in, I let them in, and they walk through the house and then they come back out and they contact her with all of that. So I don't mess with none of the paperwork. I don't mess with none of the money. And then when
Okay.
I go in and clean and she sends me my money and I'm done. So.
So co-hosting has been a great support for you, for your financial, as far as getting passive income and pushing the cart in the right direction on where you're headed, is the co-hosting works really well.
The housing provider, and I'm not the manager, so I don't have to deal with the money. I don't have to deal with any of that stuff. I don't have to deal with any of the upgrades and out of pocket nothing. So,
Okay. Okay. Well, good, good. All right, let's talk about right. Oh, I'm sorry, go ahead.
even orders supplies. So she orders supplies and things, for like the new people coming in. Instead of me going and picking it up, she just has it delivered to my house.
Oh.
Then I just put it in a basket and take it with me and restock, and that's it.
Good to know.
Pretty
That's
quick.
pretty efficient.
Yep. So she knows.
Mindy's done my midterm a couple of times, and so so that works. And I know you've done some for Andorra too, so yeah.
More and clean for Greg. So
Yep, he'll be happy.
he's done in the morning. I text him and said, "It's 8 o'clock too early." He said, "I'll be gone." I said, "Okay, I'll be there." So,
Okay. Perfect, perfect, perfect. All right, let's talk about writing. I remember telling myself at a very young age that I wanted to be a writer. And of course, for those of you on this call, you know that I've co-authored four different books now, and I've written a really light memoir on a personal level for my daughter and my grandchildren. I didn't publish that one through Amazon, but I did publish it just with an app online and did it just for my kids. Kind of wanted to see if I could do it, so I did. So I've not been a big to write a journal or to keep a journal. Does anybody keep a journal? No. And Dora, you're not shaking your head. Do you keep a journal? No. Well, everybody says that we should keep a journal, but I'm like, okay, I get kind of busy during the day. I don't have time to sit down. But like tonight, once I got home, our debate is are we going to go back down to that house tonight and get ready for the carpet people, or are we going to go first thing in the morning and get ready for the carpet people? Because we've got a full house of carpet coming tomorrow and floor coverings, and we've got to make sure that the house is empty for them to come in and do that. So it's kind of like, yeah, I keep thinking I'm going to journal, but I never quite get around to it. But I have written some things, and I've written the memoir, and I am working on a book which I've been working on for how many years now. I do have it all plotted out. It's called The Scarf. It's a mystery novel, and I have it all plotted out and written, but once I read through it, I've got some places in the middle that don't quite flow. So I have to go back now. And the problem as a writer, which I just went to a writer's conference weekend, and all the writers knowingly know what I'm talking about. If you change one thing up here, you've got to change it throughout the whole book. And so trying to fix something, sometimes you make a bigger mess of it than maybe what you need to on trying to get it to flow. Anyhow, that's the stage I'm in. So yeah, so I kind of have a mess right now, but I work on it in my free time. So if each of you, and put on your thinking cap a minute, if each of you could write one completely honest letter, knowing that you never had to send it, and you don't have to say on this call because we're recording, but in your head, know the answer. Although you might want to say it on this call if you want to. Look at Mindy. Mindy's like, maybe. Who would you write it to? And would you finally give yourself permission to say how you really felt? If you knew you didn't have to send it, now you don't have to name, but would you have someone in mind that you would really love to send a letter to like that, where you didn't have, yeah? Okay, Mindy, don't name any names, but do share. Is it a relationship letter?
It's to me,
What
Mindy.
is it? Oh, a Dear John letter to Andorra.
There's some things that has happened, like most people, like through your childhood, things that's happened that you would like to confront someone about,
Okay.
and just get answers as to why, which. I mean, you never get an answer, or you never get the right answer, the true answer anyway. But yeah, there's probably two.
Okay. Well, they
Maybe.
say in therapy that it's good therapy to write the letter to somebody that, you and then not send it because you at least got it
I
out.
don't understand.
If you write it, you're going to send it. Okay.
Not going to write it. Yeah.
Okay. Anyone else?
I would say along the same lines, my parents are both have both passed, but I had some things that were, I was experiencing a lot of anxiety somewhat recently. And so I used AI to kind of
Okay.
help me get to the bottom of that anxiety. And at the bottom of it was some things that happened in my childhood with my mom. And so through chatting with AI, I basically did that where I wrote, here's the things that are bothering me and help me understand why it's bothering me and how to get over it when I can't confront her or, I
Yeah.
can't get her side of the story. Not that I really wanted to confront her. I just wanted to hear, like, why did you do this or why did you say these things?
And of
So,
course you can't
yeah,
have that conversation.
I
Yeah.
can't do that, so I wasn't going to have a chance to send my letter anyway, even if I wrote it. But yes, it was very helpful to kind of get to the bottom of some of the
The
underlying
why.
things that happened in my childhood that were causing some of my anxieties.
So once you identified those things, did that make a difference in your anxiety level?
Yes, like the
Okay.
next day, I suddenly felt better, and that was probably 2 or 3 months ago. And I feel like I finally, my system is regulated again, where it had been very anxious for about a year.
Okay.
So
Maybe I should do that.
that's right. Counseling
Interesting.
with AI, it's helpful.
Never thought about that.
Interesting, interesting. Andor, how about you?
Oh yeah, definitely. Probably along the same lines in which Mindy's laughing. Yeah, definitely. I'd probably send it though. So,
I
I'm,
know
if
I should write it.
yeah, if I take the time to write it, I'd probably send it and then I'd probably regret it. I'm very direct and very blunt. And then later on, I'm thinking, oh, why did I do that?
Well, and I and again, I'm not in counseling, and I haven't talked to a counselor, but I've read some articles where sometimes just identifying it, like Tammy was talking about, makes a difference in how the emotional impact that it has on you. So anyway, I really like to, at some point in my writing career, at some point I would like to journal. So. But I haven't. So there you go. Anyway,
That's where your manager comes in, as Tammy says, and then you have the time to do that.
Yes, this is true.
Yeah.
This is true.
Yeah, just like that. Fixed it.
All right, let's talk about legacy. Who supported you and who do you support when you talk about legacy? Who believed in you, supported you, or changed the direction of your life, and whose life might be different today because you chose to do the same for them? Does anything come to mind offhand? I think probably if I think about my legacy, and this might tie in with what we were just talking about with the writing of the letters, even though I didn't do a letter, but as my mother got older, I had the opportunity, which Tammy didn't have because she lost her parents. Am I correct? In an accident, is that right? So she lost her parents suddenly. But my mother lived to be in her 90s, and in her later years, I had the opportunity to take care of her. And I actually moved her. I bought a house 8 doors down from where I live, and I moved her here into Canal Winchester so that I could take care of her. And I actually was able to listen to her stories and her legacy, and I understood her struggles better, if that makes sense. Which made me understand a little more on why she was the way she was when I was growing up, and some of the things that she said or did or didn't say or didn't do, because of the struggles that she grew up with. And so I would have to say probably my mom is probably the one that changed the direction of my life the most, because of that, of just me being the. Toward the end, it was just the two of us. Toward the end of her life, it was pretty much the two of us. I had to make. Now, Mark was a great sounding board, and Jennifer was here to help with the physical care. But when it came to the decision making, it all fell on me. And because I was the daughter. And that was a little scary at the time. And so again, I had to look in the mirror and say, I'm going to make the best decisions and choices I can make with the information that I have. That's the best I can do. I'm going to do my best. And your best is your best. And so I look back and I think I got a lot of it right. I think. I hope. We have somebody in listening. We're going to, Waz, we see that you're there. I click where you can chat with us if you like. Can you hear us? I just saw they jumped on. I'm not sure who that is. Anyway, how about the rest of you?
Oh, hi there. It's so good to be with you all. I apologize. Took a bit to unmute, but I've been wanting to attend for a while. I'm enjoying it so far. Thank you so much
Okay,
for connecting.
good. We're glad you're with us. Thank you. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you. Thank you for doing it.
Okay, so anyone else, do you want to share somebody that really changed the trajectory of your life somehow, or that you may have changed theirs?
I'm thinking. I have to give that one a really lot of thought, you know, because I lost my mother when I was younger, right? And I don't want to give credit to people where, you know, I want to give credit. So I'd say there's been a lot of different people along the my path and my journey, you know. But I think I'd have to think. I'd have to think long and hard, and I'm hoping that the people that I've met, when I taught at Southeastern Business College, and it was basically women that were men and women that maybe they were on welfare and trying to better their lives and get into a better position. I mean, I'm hoping I touched somebody's life when I was doing that. Most of my life, I've always had two jobs, you know. So I'm just thinking, you know, when I worked in the emergency room at the hospital, you know, you'll just wonder, you know, talking to people when they're going through major crises, you know, I hope I've touched somebody's life in some way or other. I don't know. I'd have to think about that.
I imagine you have, and the sad part is that we don't get a report card on that. The sad part
No.
is that my guess is you've touched a lot of lives, and made their lives better, and maybe even made all the difference in the world for them. And we never get to hear about it.
Yeah,
So,
I don't
yeah.
know. But no, I would probably say probably, even though my mom passed when I was younger, probably she was the one of the most instrumental people in my life. I remember her saying, "Go to school, get your education. Once you have your education, nobody can take that from you. So make sure that you do it." And then she used to say, "Never rely on any man. Make sure you make your own money. Because if you make your own money, you can make your own decisions. So he
Yep.
who has the money makes their own decisions." I think
Yep.
I
Nope.
saw so many of my friends from the small town that I was in get married very young, and then which is there's nothing wrong with that, than just saying sometimes people can get into a situation that they can't get out of, right?
Yeah.
Because sometimes the choices that we make, young all the way up to old, everything has a consequence,
Absolutely, absolutely. And I certainly can relate to that. And I, like you, I always wanted to have my own money, but a lot of my girlfriends, when we go back to my class reunions, a lot of my girlfriends, and their husbands have passed away. And so some of them have had to sell their house and downsize. And my one girlfriend, she's downsizing yet again and moving into the back bedroom of one of her kids' houses because she said there's no way that she has enough income to even support herself. And so, yeah, so it's the choices we make. And again, there's no right or wrong. It's just the decisions we make over the years.
I guess I just remember, even like I wished, I wouldn't have done college the hard way. I wish that I would have did it right out of high school, which I started that way. And then unfortunately, we are young, we make different choices because, it looks much more fun to go out and have a different a nightlife, right? And friends. And then you get a job and you think, oh, I'm making good enough money. This is good enough, And then you start realizing, it's a lot harder to go to school when you're working, and especially working two jobs and then trying to get to school and then pay bills, right?
Yes.
So I think you have to, constantly prioritize in your life and reevaluate,
No,
So I know
I
we.
get it. I get it. And it's the choices we make. And then life just happens, life happens. And then you look back and you say, where did that 20 years go? Yep.
Yeah, and I just remember too when I was at Southeastern Business College, and many of the people were forced to take schooling because at that time the welfare system said, okay, if you're going to get welfare, then you have to take so many courses. And I just remember, the different people that I would get to meet in the class, and some of the struggles that they were ha had, and some of them were real. A lot of single mothers, single fathers. Or people maybe that weren't in the best of situations when they were, everybody had a story, right? And I just remember saying, you can either take this story, you can either let this be.
Did I freeze or did Andorra?
Am I freezing?
No, Kathy did.
Kathy froze. Okay. Yeah, I was gonna say, you can either, let this circumstance in life make you or break you, and hopefully you let it make you, right? Because I think we can all get into situations in life. It's what you do. They always say, people are like tea bags. It's when you put them in hot water, what do they do, right? So that's kind of the thing, is what you decide to do is what you become. And so, and then also, what doesn't kill you makes you stronger, right? So
Yes,
I
heard
think
that a
those are
lot.
some, yeah, I think those are some lessons. Some of the my biggest failures in life have been some of my biggest success stories, if I want to say that, right? Failure helps you realize what success is. And I think that you have to make mistakes to learn, unfortunately.
And all of us, that's all of us.
Yeah. Maybe let that be my legacy that but everybody says that, right? You have to fail sometimes to succeed.
Yes. Well, and you know what? Good for us that all of us on this call were willing to give it a try. There's a lot of folks that never even give it a try.
Yes, I
Yeah.
would agree. And
Well,
like when you're from, let's just
my
do
camera froze a little bit ago, so I'm going to make a couple of you co-host. I didn't do that earlier, and I'm doing that now so that in case I get booted off. So anyway, Tammy, how about you or Mindy, either of you? What are you thinking with legacy on who supported you or who do you think you may have made a huge difference for someone else?
Go
I think the person that supported me the most would be my husband. He didn't always agree with the things I wanted to do or, where I wanted to take us next, but he still supported me, and now we're living this life that is just a fun adventure.
Yes.
That you suggested.
Yeah, exactly.
Finally. He finally
Exactly.
listened.
I think the biggest catalyst, though, for getting me here ties back into Andorra's, hardships. It was I got laid off at from the same employer twice within a couple year period, and I decided I have got to find a way to make some passive income because I can't rely on this place that's going to lay me off every year. So that was my motivation to get into real estate. And then the biggest helps, I think, since I got into real estate, Kathy, it would be you and your
Oh,
advice and just helping us get things up and get started.
yeah, I love it. I love it that you're doing it.
I would have to say you too, Kathy. I'll give you that. I mean, everybody on this call I've learned from, but I'm glad I met you in 2020
Right.
during the pandemic, and you opened my eyes. I always say Kathy can solve any problem. Have we all not said that on here? If you bring a problem to Kathy, she'll like, okay, let's look at it this way. So yes, I would say that's why I say I want to give everybody, every all of you guys in some way or other have changed my life and made it better as a result of it. I mean,
Amen.
each and every one of you. So
Yes, I can say that as well. Yes.
yeah.
And I've brought my issues to the table for selectively depending on who I'm talking with. And yes, you're all very instrumental in my choices and decisions as well. So yes. So thank you for being on the call tonight. We're coming up on the hour. Is there anything that we want to say?
I think mine was my dad. He was kind of like my strong person because, I mean,
Okay.
both of his parents passed away when he was by the time he turned 15. Both of his parents were gone. So he dropped out of school in the 8th grade. And that was the only thing that he said was, you've got to have your education.
Okay.
You got to graduate. That's the main thing. Graduate, get a good job, stand on your own 2 feet. There's nobody out there going to fight for you harder than you do for yourself.
Yeah, good advice. Good advice. And for some of us, our parents came through that whole industrial age where everyone was kind of leaving the farm at that point and working in the factories. That was really big with my parents. They, their first jobs were in the factories. And even though it was good money, and for the first time there were unions and they were getting paid and they were, building up maybe even some kind of a retirement, it's like everybody hated working in the factories.
Yeah.
And my mom,
So it's like, no, you're not working in a pottery. You're going to do something somewhere. So I packed up,
yes.
moved to Winchester. So where I'm at.
Yeah. I packed up and left a very small town to come to Columbus at 19. And whatever it took, I thought, okay, if I have to work two jobs to be able to have an apartment and a car and whatnot, that's what I did. Let me tell you, I left that. I think that's
And
where I
then
learned how about turning my heat down and not using.
you depend on yourself and you trust yourself through a lot of trouble sometimes, but you make it. I'm still here.
And hey, I still remember Big Lots ramen noodles when they were used to be like 25 cents or something like that back in the day. Does everybody remember that? I mean, that was a staple in the diet. And
Well,
then
what
back in the
always, that was my lunch every day for years.
Oh,
Oh yeah, I mean it was.
that's funny.
And it's so bad for you. It's so high in salt. And then back in the 80s and 90s, if you would go out to the bars, they always had appetizers. I don't think they do that now as much, but back in the day, you could go to bars and you could have a whole meal. Right? I mean, seriously, they had chicken wing or chi-chis. That was a big
Yep,
thing.
when you, especially if you were in the city in Columbus, Andorra and I were both in Columbus about the same era, and all of the bars they would have right after work happy hour, and they would have these hors d'oeuvres, And I wasn't a drinker then, but again, a whole bunch of us would leave work. We would go, next door to where whatever the bar was that had a happy hour, and we would actually have dinner because we would eat the hors d'oeuvres and get a couple of Cokes, and that was our dinner for the evening. So yeah, I get it. I remember those days. Yep, I remember that.
Absolutely. I don't
Well, I
know why
appreciate.
my camera went off.
Yeah, your camera went off. There you
There
are.
it with my elbow, but.
Well, I especially love our theme tonight with support. It came full circle, and we are definitely a support for each other. So I appreciate all of you being on the call tonight. And next month, we're going to talk in September about sustainability instead of support systems. We're going to talk about sustainability because sometimes I have grandiose plans, and every time I have these grandiose plans, they're too big, and I can't support them long term. I think I'm going to do this and this and this and this, and then I'm like, okay, I can't do all that. I gotta draw it in. I gotta shrink it down a little and do something a little more manageable. It's not sustainable. So we're going to talk about sustainability and long term thinking and income that doesn't require constant attention. And of course, that's not me this week because I'm out there painting.
Hey, that's good for you. Just think of those arm muscles that you're building up. Those,
I
just
know,
think
I
you'll have
know.
these
And
amazing biceps by then.
my choice was I could either pay to have it done or I could do it myself, and I decided to do a little bit of both. So some of it I'm paying for, some of it I'm doing myself. So
And sometimes that can be therapeutic too. Like if you're like in a, you can turn, listen to some music or even books on tape or listen to podcasts, you know what I mean? And just kind of chill out and,
I've
get
got one
into
more unit. I've got one more unit to paint. So yeah. So I'm kind of looking forward to that. I'm going to get all of my books lined up on Audible, and like Mindy, I'm going to put my little earbuds in, and I'm going to go paint and listen.
it. Somebody at work asked me today, I had a hearing aid, huh?
Yeah, that's okay. They ask if you had a hearing aid, like where are they? Like they didn't recognize an eye, the iPods.
It was an older guy at the halfway house.
Oh,
One of
well,
the
that's fair.
he's just like
That's fair then, yeah.
I said,
That's fair.
All right, ladies, it's been a great hour. Put us on your calendar for next month, and we will see everyone then.
All right, you'll have
All
to give
right.
us some ideas on that sustainability.
Okay.
All
All
right.
right, guys.
Bye.
See ya.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.